AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate gave final approval to an additional $40 billion in aid for Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was asked what the money will be used for.
We already have some thoughts about future systems and material that'll go. I don't want to get ahead of the decisions yet because, I mean, there's a process here that has to play out in terms of what we propose to the Ukrainians, the back and forth we have with them, and then what ultimately the president authorizes.
President Biden met with leaders from Sweden and Finland about their attempt to join NATO. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot wants to talk with another Republican congressman. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The committee wants to know about a tour of the Capitol. Georgia's Barry Loudermilk led the day before the attack. In a letter, the panel says there are indications some people and groups tried to gather information about the Capitol's layout. The committee has now asked for cooperation from at least 8 lawmakers whom it believes have information key to the attack's planning and execution, along with former President Trump's potential role in inciting it. The request to Loudermilk comes a week after a dramatic move to subpoena top House Republican Kevin McCarthy and 4 other members. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It was a very brief court appearance today for Peyton Gendron, the white man charged with killing 10 black people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. The AP's Carolyn Thompson reports Gendron is being held without bail.
An Erie County grand jury has returned an indictment against him. He was ordered remanded, held without bail, and he'll be back in court on June 9th.
The head of the Food and Drug Administration told lawmakers a shuttered baby formula factory that set off a shortage could be up and running as soon as next week. Robert Califf says when it does open,
make sure that as we bring the plant up, both the FDA inspectorate and external experts are watching every step of the way.
This is AP News. North Korea has reported hundreds of thousands more coronavirus cases.
The latest report came only a week after the country acknowledged the outbreak and scrambled to slow infections in its unvaccinated population. As the country lacks the infrastructure and resources to contain the virus, it is possible that cases are being underreported so as to soften the political impact on authoritarian leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea's antivirus headquarters have put the death toll at just over 60, which experts have said is abnormally small compared to the suspected number of coronavirus infections. I'm Karen Chamas.
A power outage in Sacramento that left much of the city's downtown area in the dark delayed the start of California's legislature. Utility crews worked to replace a transformer, and the outage delayed legislators from starting work for about a half an hour. About 650 customers were without power during the outage in Sacramento. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.